This CityWire podcast is sponsored by Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust. Scottish Mortgage invests in some of the world's most promising and exceptional companies, from healthcare breakthroughs to electric vehicles to a green energy revolution. Scottish Mortgage takes stakes in businesses shaping our future economy and society. Scottish Mortgage is considered the flagship trust of Edinburgh-based investment managers Baillie Gifford and is the UK's largest investment trust. As with any investment, please note capital is at risk. To find out more, please visit scottishmortgageit.com.
Hello, my name is Caroline Hogg and welcome to The Wealth Show from CityWire. In this episode, I'm joined with Mike Pingera, Head of Multi-Strategy at Sanlam UK. Mike joined Sanlam back in 2013 and currently manages the Sanlam Multi-Strategy Fund and the Sanlam Real Assets Fund, the latter of which we'll be focusing on today. The Real Assets Fund portfolio targets capital growth over the long term and aims to outperform inflation through its exposure to a range of real assets. Almost a third of its weighting is in renewable energy. So today, I'll be asking Mike about this allocation in renewable energy, touching on how he avoids greenwashing, what regions provide the most opportunities in the sector, and his outlook on clean energy in light of the move away from Russian gas. Mike, thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
So, as I mentioned, your portfolio has almost a third of its weighting in renewable energy. Would you be able to tell me a bit more about your main allocations in this space?
Yeah, sure. The portfolio structure at the moment has about 60% exposure to wind. That's a combination of onshore and offshore wind. About 10% is solar and 10% is hydro. And then we have some other exposures to areas such as anaerobic digestion. So part of diversified renewables. If we look at the country allocations, about 60% of our exposure is Europe, so UK included, 30% in America, and the rest in emerging markets, the rest of the world.
Okay, and how do you choose basically the companies that you invest in? And how do you make sure that you're avoiding greenwashing?
Yeah, so it's interesting. That, the term greenwashing is a relatively new term, and it's important to remember that this is actually an area that we've been investing in for quite some time. And certainly, we've been investing before ESG became a sort of main talking point. Our philosophy has always been fairly straightforward. We're looking for essentially long-term opportunities. And so when we see something that we think is interesting in the real asset space, such as renewable energy, the first question we ask ourselves is this a long-term opportunity? And I think it's fair to say that renewables, the answer is yes. Then, of course, we look for businesses. Ultimately, we find management teams, capable of really taking us through that journey. So you're looking at businesses that we can hopefully own for 10 to 20 years. So very, very long-term views of daily traded companies, but a long-term view. Now, we look at the fundamentals, what does the business do? And because you're right at the outset, it's at, is this a mission critical asset? Does it fit our long-term theme? Then rarely do we come across companies who, in effect, to use the term, you're greenwashing. But we rarely come across companies that are manipulating their data in order to get some sort of score, because we are looking at businesses who are pure play renewable businesses. And so they're pointing in the right direction right at the start of the process.
Okay. And, you mentioned that the fund has basically invested in different places globally. Which regions provide the most opportunities in this space? And for example, how do you see the US market developing in this space?
So if you look at the European markets, certainly they've been more advanced in terms of the penetration, the usage of renewables. The UK, roughly 40% of the energy comes from renewables. It's about the same in Germany. If we look into the US, it's probably high teens, maybe low 20s. If you look at China, it's probably mid 20s. Lots of hydro in China, but there's a lot of room still to go. Now, interestingly, the opportunity for renewables around the world continues to expand, and not least because the costs of installation have come down. So those markets, those countries that provided subsidies in the first place are typically the more advanced markets today. But as costs have come down to the point where we no longer need subsidies, so the opportunity gets rolled out around the world. So there's still a lot to go for in Europe. There's obviously a lot to go for in America, in China, in India as well. So essentially for us, it's about finding, from a bottom-up basis, companies that we think are best placed for us to go on that long-term journey with.
Mm-hmm. And in light of the move away from Russian gas, what is your outlook for the clean energy sector?
Yeah, so the outlook, I mean, for us has been positive for a long time. This is an area that we have owned for 10 years plus. What's happened in the last few weeks is that your energy security is now sitting alongside the path to net zero. So ever more, you're seeing an increasing focus, not just from the environmental concerns, but now what's happened in Russia and Ukraine, what you can add to that is energy security. So even though some of the European markets, the UK, Germany already have a fairly high proportion of renewables, you can see that accelerating further. Let's not lose sight of the fact that even China is ramping up its renewable build out. So China is not blind to if you're taking energy from another country, you can be vulnerable. So it's always been a long-term opportunity. The events of the last few weeks, I think, have just accelerated that.
Okay, and considering this acceleration, how quickly do you expect to see returns in the renewable energy sector?
So as I said before, we are long-term investors. And essentially, we're looking to own long life operational assets for the long term, and the turnover on the portfolio, I think last year was probably around 7% or so. If I look back over the rolling 12 months, we're less than 20% turnover. So we actually take the view that we want to make sure that we're exposed to those long term trends. We want to make sure that we own your businesses with strong management teams in place. And then from that point, we let the markets do their thing. So we want to look beyond the noise. So we don't set short-term targets because we are looking to be long-term investors. And I think that the best returns you get from long life your assets is when you hold them for the long term. You get the benefits of inflation linkage. You get the benefits of sort of operational excellence. And all of that comes through over time. So I wouldn't be looking to these areas, despite the obvious short-term attractions. For us, these are long-term investments, and the best returns will come because we hold them for 10 years or 10 years plus.
And have you made any investment decisions since the outbreak of war? And how has your fund performed since Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
So I'm pleased to say your champagne problems of having inflow coming into the funds is always quite nice. Particularly, we had the markets had a very shaky start to the year, even prior to the Russian invasion. And we have been selectively deploying across the portfolio. Now we've essentially listened to the company announcements. We've met the management teams, and where we've come away from those meetings with the conviction that it's still a long-term opportunity, we've added to those names. And that's actually been across the entire portfolio, including the renewable space. We've added to SDCL, which is an energy efficiency business. We've added to Ørsted, world's largest offshore wind developer. We've added across the board where we have your confidence in the management team. In performance terms, so I think Russia crossed the border on the 24th of February, if my memory serves me. The fund's up about 8.25% since then, which compares with your global equities up around 5.3, UK equities up just around 5. So actually, the portfolio has done very well in a short period of time, and that's, I think, firstly, we are focused on mission critical assets with inflation linkage, and even when you look at what's going on in the world, the reality is that these are quite important assets, and as I said, your performance over such a short period of time has been very strong.
Okay, great. And I'd say my last question is, when do you think that renewables will replace fossil fuels?
Well, that's a good question. It's a process. And I think, I know there's always a temptation that everybody wants things to happen immediately. But the reality is some of the pressures that we're seeing on power prices is because some of that base load capacity has been removed. And one could argue perhaps it's been removed a bit too quickly. What we should be very clear about is that there is a process, and renewables are becoming a much greater share of the mix. So, I mean, rather than sort of put forecasts and timeframes, I'd rather sort of point people to direction of travel. And the direction of travel is very clear, and it's ongoing, and it's happening on a global basis. And I think that's a very positive sign. But it's a process. It will take time. It definitely won't happen overnight. Government policy in most places 2030, 2050. But I think if you put those timeframes out, 20 to 30 years, that's probably about right. I'm not sure I'll be around still to see it in that window, but the direction of travel is very positive. And I said the events of the last few weeks probably accelerate that, which again is a good thing.
Okay, great. Those are all my questions. Mike, thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
This Citywire podcast is sponsored by Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust. Scottish Mortgage invests in some of the world's most promising and exceptional companies, from healthcare breakthroughs to electric vehicles to a green energy revolution. Scottish Mortgage takes stakes in businesses shaping our future economy and society. As with any investment, capital is at risk.